I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 631, The Tragedy of an Unread Book. As I record this podcast, I'm surrounded by books. I record in my prayer room, in my home, the upper room, as I like to call it. And there are six bookcases in this space, and they're filled with books, all books that I love. But there's one stack of books on top of the bookcase next to the chair where I meet with Jesus every morning at 5, and those books are the unread books. This podcast is called The Two Greatest after the two greatest commandments, to love God and to love others in our everyday lives. Here the question is, what would it look like for Jesus to live a life of love through us? Today, I want you to know that T2G looks like reading some unread books. You know, people give me books all the time, and they go on that pile I just told you about. And I buy books that others recommend, or from authors that I love, and I simply read whatever they write. And even though I read a lot, I can't keep up with all the books I want to read. Today, let me tell you about the tale of the tragedy of the unread book. Give me about 5 minutes. Let's slow down together, not rush through our day. Take just a moment, hear a story, share a thought, hear a portion of Scripture, ask a question that will challenge us to live a life of love to God and others. It was actually in a book by Gordon MacDonald titled Ordering Your Private World that I came across this concept of the unread book. Being a book lover like me, he told about buying a book at a used bookstore. It was tattered and scuffed. It looked well worn and used. But he loved the title, and so he bought it anyway. Later, when he began to read it, he was surprised to find that it had never been read. Now, how did he know that? Well, the pages were stuck together, and many of them not cut properly from the publisher, and he had to use a knife to separate the pages in places. Very deceptive. It looked worn. It looked well read. It looked like this story had been enjoyed over and over again by many people, but alas, it had not. What's my point? Well, just this. People that you know today are like that book. They look worn and weary, but their story has really never been told. And you can change all that, starting today. There are elderly people whose faces and body show the strain and stresses of life, but whose stories are well worth you taking the time to listen to, because many people don't. There are teens who need someone to ask them about their life in a way that says, I care, to break through the veneer of, I'm fine, everything's okay, and really listen to their hurts and their heart. Scriptures tell us in 1 John 3:17, but if anyone has the world's goods and sees his brother or sister in need, yet closes his heart against him, how does the love of God abide in him? Or Proverbs 18:2, a fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in expressing his opinion. And then Jesus tells us in Matthew 11:15, he who has ears to hear, let him hear. He said that quite a bit. So here's the great question. Think about someone on your path today, someone that you know. Whose story will you listen to patiently and lovingly? Let's pray this prayer adapted from prayer.knowingjesus.com. Dear Lord Jesus, help me to be quick to listen to other people and not always be the one that wants other people to always listen to me. Help me to listen in love, not only to their needs and hopes, but also to their fears, their advice, and their opinions. May I be an encouragement to them, someone who lifts up the other person and considers their needs before my own. Help me to really listen to what they say and not always be waiting for an opportunity for me to discuss my opinions and display my intelligence. Give me the grace and patience to be a good listener, I pray, so that I may demonstrate the love of Jesus to all around me. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 632. In the meantime, as you walk through your world, begin to see people as books. And within those books are stories. Stories that are compassionate, complex, and compelling. And they long to be told. It just takes someone like you, willing to give a little T2G and listen. So today, let's not contribute to the tragedy of the unread book.